gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a roll on a honey.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, and to deliver the good news again coming out of the White House. Welcome to the show. Thank you so very, very much for listening. We are coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And please don't forget to download the free WORL-FM-AM app into your smart device by going to your app store and searching out the Answer Orlando app. Got a big show lined up for you here tonight, and of course we'll be rebroadcast a little bit later on this evening at midnight our time on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network. But you folks who are listening live can join the show at 407-774-8255. In moments, we're going to start our contest, but before that, we have a special guest. And but let me introduce who is in the studio tonight. It is, back by popular demand, the recovering politician and successful businessman, Richard Brown. Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. It's great to be back. I am moved into the new abode, and I'm living in a sea of boxes, but I have a bed.
Rick, you mean commode or abode?
Living in a sea of boxes is not as bad as living in a box.
That is true. That is true. I have a bed, and I have a bar, and I have a pool, so I'm okay with the rest.
You're all right. All right, sporting pink tonight. Only real men can wear pink, of course, is the chairman of the board, union boss, and his boss of the retired NFL Players Union, Michael McBath.
Chris, this is actually the night's the draft at 8 o'clock on one of our favorite channel, ESPN. A lot of Cleveland people are going to be watching to see who is the first guy picked, and boy, is he going to be happy when that guy gets his paycheck. I can tell you that.
All right. And of course, I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. And we're going to have a real big titan of talk radio join us here in just a moment. And as a matter of fact, I see he's on the line right now, so I want to squeeze every drop of talk out of this guy I can get. So let's go right to the happy conservative warrior, Mike Gallagher, joining us on the American Adversaries. Mike Gallagher, thanks so much for being on the show with us today.
I'm so impressed, Titan of Talk. You read that just the way I wrote it. Very much for honoring my request. It's great to be with you guys this afternoon, and hope all is going well there for you.
Yeah, it is. Thank you so much, and we appreciate the time you spend with us. And I want to talk a little bit about something that happened on your show this morning. But first of all, I got to admit, I'm feeling a little bit slighted around here. You know, when I heard you were going to go to the White House the other night, I raced home and sat by my email box and just waited for that invite to come. And one of my co-hosts here, Rick Brown, is going to the First Lady's luncheon a week from today, and I got nothing. Oh,
what's
man.
What's going on? We got to get you on. We got to get you on some lists. I mean, there was. I don't know if you heard the news, but I don't want to mention the name, but there's a big-time syndicated host who went off the other night when he found out about the White House gathering that I was fortunate enough to be a part of, and he didn't get invited, and he went crazy because he was a big Trump supporter, and he was ranting and raving, and apparently Sean Spicer reached out to him and said, hey buddy, you were invited. And we sent the invitation to your producer. Well, the producer neglected to give it to the host, so then the host had to walk it back and apologize. So,
his ex-producer.
His now ex-producer.
Yeah, no kidding. The producer's at Burger King now. He's been hey, well, enjoying it very much.
Listen, so tell us about it. What was it like? I know you've been to the White House before, but what was it like this time, the Trump White House, and what went down?
I mean, I haven't been there in 8 years. I'm sure the Obama administration just misplaced my contact information.
Right.
I'm positive they wanted me to come visit, but you know, and I did get to go in the past under President Bush and had some pretty heady experiences. In fact, I got to go in there with just two or three other people into the Oval Office the final week of President Bush's presidency, and to be able to sit there with him and let him reminisce about his tenure and he was just incredible. I mean, I'm so lucky, guys, and so blessed and so privileged to be able to do the kinds of things that you know, I would have never dreamed I had the opportunity to do. But in this case, you know, I've interviewed President Trump on a number of occasions, and of course his team. And late Friday, my producer got an email saying we'd like to invite Mike to the White House on Monday. And let the president visit with him at a reception with a couple of dozen people and talk about his first 100 days. And so, of course, naturally, for me, being based in New York City, it's a train ride, you know, over to D.C. and got to go into into the press briefing room, which is where we gathered because it happened to be raining. So that's where they had us all meet. And it was that room a dump. I mean,
that's a nice compliment, Mike.
That's kind of appropriate considering who gathers there every day.
That's
right?
A dump.
Well, guys, no wonder they're so grumpy when they have their press briefings and they're so cranky. I mean, it's a nasty. There's quite a history to it. It was actually built over the White House swimming pool. Mm-hmm. It's a very narrow room. You see it on TV, and it looks way better because they got great lighting. They got Klieg lights and all this set up and it everywhere, but the room itself is just cramped and nasty and kind of dingy. Anyway, they took us from there into the Roosevelt Room, which has huge portraits of Teddy and Franklin Roosevelt. It was once used as the presidential office prior to the Oval Office. And, you know, we had a reception. There were about 25, 30 of us, you know, some familiar faces, Cal Thomas, Katie Pavlich from townhall.com. And in came the president, along with the whole team. I mean, there was Sean Spicer and Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon and Jared Kushner, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. I mean, it was almost the whole team there. And he just, you know, came in and he visited with us, talked about his. It was a meeting to be on background only, which means we're not supposed to quote. We weren't supposed to quote directly from anything he said. Couple people did, of course, because these are blabbermouth blowhards on the radio, so you know, some of us can't keep our mouths shut.
Anything can happen, yeah.
Anything can happen, but you know, because it was revealed that he said something about, you know, that was where he said that he would wait perhaps a few more months to get funding for the wall going, and that got out, and you know, it was kind of an interesting news cycle. But guys, he is in person just relaxed and jovial and acts like he's a man on a mission, and yet sort of you feel like he he feels like he's on top of the world. And I will tell you that the group peppered him with really, really smart and sometimes tough questions about tariffs and China and trade and ISIS and, you know, the border and all this kind of stuff and repeal and replace Obamacare. He rattled everything off right back to us. He never once turned to anybody and said, hey, fill me in on this. You know, where are we on that? This guy is as engaged as you would hope he would be, down to some minutia. So it was just a delightful experience for those of us who are hoping he succeeds and have been pushing for him and rooting for him from day one. It was kind of gratifying and very optimistic to see, you know, the president lay out his vision and his belief that we've got to put America first and stop apologizing for America like we've been doing for the prior 8 years. So it was just an incredibly uplifting experience, and again, I'm just honored and privileged and lucky to be able to have been a small part of that.
You know, doesn't it aggravate you that the liberal media types always try to make Republicans and conservatives look dumb and stupid? Donald Trump doesn't know what he's doing. He's on the learning curve. He has to be helped out with details, and it's never like that in reality, like you just said, is it?
It's not true. I mean, I wouldn't make this up. I mean, there were some really tough questions, and he rattled stuff off. I mean, and it wasn't bluster. He is completely. But by the way, the same thing applied to George W. Bush. They said that about George Bush. This narrative that
and Reagan,
you know, he's kind of an aw shucks, good old boy.
Right.
Same thing that I had. The same experience when I was one on one with him or in the Oval Office. And I got to go four or five times. One of the smartest men I've ever encountered. And Donald Trump is smart on steroids. You do not achieve what he achieved by being a dummy. He's not just this cartoon character that the media has him made out to be. Now, admittedly, political novice. I mean, like I say on the radio show every morning, he's never been county commissioner. I mean, this guy wasn't a dog catcher. He wound up becoming the leader of the free world through the sheer will and tenacity of his campaign and that populist message that captured the hearts and minds of the American people. And so there's no question that he's finding out on the job what it means to legislate in one of the toughest bodies in the world. But in terms of his smarts and his commitment to what he thinks needs to be done, you can't hold a candle to how smart this guy is. I mean, it was a real interesting thing to watch, Chris.
I take it you didn't see Jared Kushner and Steve Bannon shooting spitballs at each other or anything, did you?
I actually saw them. I can tell you that they were kind of leaning into each other's ear and whispering some things to each other and talking and looked very friendly and relaxed. You know, Kushner is a bit of a mystery to me because you never hear him talk. I mean, he is a very, very powerful figure in this administration. The president relies on him mightily. And of course, he's heavily involved in issues involving the Middle East and policy. He's right there, and it's interesting to watch him. I'm you know, an observer, as we all are. We've got radio shows, and I like to observe people. And he was kind of watching everybody in the room and just kind of taking it all in. Bannon was kind of laughing and joking a little bit. Spicer said hi to me and. You know, it's just the dynamic of being in that room, and I absolutely did steal a number of boxes of M&Ms.
I heard that. I want some.
Oh, great!
But you know what? And do you know what, guys? I actually have gotten complaints on Twitter and some emails and stuff. How dare you? You stole from that? No. These were M&Ms they put out for us.
You know, stole them,
right?
Yeah, I pilfered them. I was joking about how I was rattling when I walked out of the White House because I put so many in my pockets. Because I thought they'd be great souvenirs for friends and family and listeners.
Sure.
So I do have a couple of commemorative boxes of little M&Ms with a little presidential seal on it, which is pretty cool coming from this White House.
That is. Listen, while I got you, I got to ask you one other question. And by the way, I want to say this too. I've only been in this business 6.5 years now. You've been in this business 30-something years, even though I'm older than you. And I will say this. The way you conducted your show during the primary and during the campaign this last year is a how-to of how to do fair journalism. And I thought it was the best approach any of us took.
Well, and it's trial and error. I mean, listen, you're very kind to say that, but I've been through this, been to this rodeo a number of times, and so I've gone all in for one particular Republican over another, and then I had to walk back. You know, if my favorite candidate didn't win, then I got to walk it back and try to get on board. There was no way this country could sit through 4 to 8 years of Hillary Clinton. I mean, just knowing who's on the Supreme Court right now and who would have been on the Supreme Court under Hillary Clinton, you know, I made the firm decision, and I met with my team way before the primary began. I said, listen, guys, I'm just pro-GOP. Whoever the voters decide is the Republican nominee, I'm all in. It doesn't matter who I like, who I don't like. I've got to be pro-Republican and do everything within my power as a radio host and my influence and my platform to prevent Hillary Rodham Clinton from getting elected president of the United States. So listen, when Trump was elected the nominee, I was all in and never wavered. You know, some of my colleagues can't say that, and I can happily share with you that it's been the absolute most successful year I've had in 38 years in this business. I mean, in terms of what we get measured by, ratings and revenue, I've never had a better year. I believe I know my audience, and I know the talk radio listener, and it's just been a great year. So you're kind to say that, and radio folks kind of notice that. I'm very proud of doing this the right way, and it has paid off in dividends. And now we just got to keep fighting for the next few years to get this ideology advanced and to make America great again, as he says.
Amen, brother. And one more thing, if we can indulge you, and that is this Ann Coulter thing, because I know you're very passionate about this, and it was a bit of a surprise to me to hear on your show Ron Robinson, the president of Young American Foundation, call her a liar. Did she call and give you an earful after that?
I hope not. I mean, I don't want to be in her crosshairs. I don't think you want Ann Coulter mad at you.
No way.
Come under the desk.
I was very surprised. I didn't expect that. And they wrote about it. Your listeners might want to see an article. You guys might want to check out Mediaite today. They actually talked about my interview with him. He's clearly frustrated with her, and the whole thing at Berkeley is a mess. And I just didn't expect that. I mean, as he said, they've partnered. Young America's Foundation has partnered with Ann on a number of occasions. They have, I think he said, 12 other conservatives who are, you know, that they've sponsored all around the country on college campuses, and they're all facing various pushback by these fascist thugs who don't want to allow a conservative to even be heard. I was surprised at the intensity of his criticism of Ann. And you're right, he said that she's lying about the circumstances. He said that whatever she has said publicly didn't represent the true story of in terms of what their role was with regards to Berkeley. And, you know, he agreed with her that Berkeley kept, you know, moving the goalposts and preventing her from speaking. I mean, make no mistake, they didn't want her there. They didn't want her to speak. And I'm not talking about the protesters. I don't think the administration wants her there. And it's as I said today on the radio show, I think it's a great moment of clarity. We can really truly see who the good guys are and the bad guys are. When you've lost, if you're on the far left and you've lost Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and Bill Maher, you got to know you're doing something wrong. I mean, the idea of threatening violence to prevent Ann Coulter from speaking on a campus is antithetical to everything we ought to believe in Americans. And this is something that the left, the right, in between ought to all unite on and say this is wrong. These guys are violent fascists, and they should not be tolerated. But yeah, you're right. It was pretty eye opening to hear the president of Young America's Foundation sort of lash out against Ann today. And again, they wrote about it, and they've actually got audio of the interview posted at Mediaite.com if you want to check that out. It's an
interesting Mike, and another question, too, is you saw yesterday ESPN laid off a tremendous amount of broadcasters.
Yep.
And you notice, as we all have, they've lost massive amount of subscribers, you know, 300,000, 400,000 a month for your last few years. And you also notice, if you ever listen to it, that there is such a liberal bias on there, even by the sportscasters themselves. I mean, look what happened to Curt Schilling, right? Here's a straightforward, you know, meat and potatoes type guy, I call a true American, and then you jump over to a Stephen A. Smith. You know, and I don't know, I watch this guy, and I don't believe this guy can get away with what he says on TV, because it looks to me, and having been a professional athlete, this guy's about as racist as I've ever seen, yet he flourishes there. And if you go in any other direction to try to counter-argument him or anything, you might not even be there.
Mike?
Yeah, but of course, knowing the business like you do and knowing the sports world, you're very much attuned to the fact that they have had massive layoffs there, that Bristol, Connecticut right now, as they say, is a bit of a ghost town with the exodus of people who had worked there. They're in trouble, and traditional media is in trouble. Make no mistake, guys, there really is a renaissance happening in this country. The media is so corrupt, and they are so committed to stopping Donald Trump and anything that comes out of this administration and the Republican Congress that they've resorted to just trying to eviscerate anything that happens. Look at what American thinks it's a bad idea to have tax cuts across the board.
I love that. I know. I love it. Oh, the Democrats don't like that, Mike.
Trump's only doing this so he can cut his own taxes. Yeah,
right. His own taxes. He doesn't. That was the narrative, and the media was, oh, he actually ran for president and became president so that he could get his own taxes cut. Yeah, that's
what a genius. I've been going about it the old way. What a genius, I'm telling you.
No kidding. And I also love the fact that Democrats and liberal media types are suddenly fiscal conservatives. All of a sudden now they're worried about deficit spending. They didn't seem to worry about deficit.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's rank hypocrisy. But listen, I had a long talk last night with my buddy Sean Hannity from Fox News, and Sean has also been in the crosshairs of some nasty stuff recently.
We've been watching.
And, but on the other hand, I mean, they did a big profile on him today at Bloomberg, and he's up 45-50% in audience year to date. The guy is now the last big primetime star standing at Fox News in terms of, you know, you've got the turmoil of losing, you know, O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly and Greta Van Susteren, and he is described as sort of the king of Fox News right now. And Sean's got broad shoulders. I mean, he's a tough guy, and he fights hard, but he says it almost every night on TV. The traditional media is dead. These guys are corrupt, and they're dying on the vine. The New York Times is hemorrhaging money. Even the TV networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, don't have what they've had in the past. And in our world, I mean, again, talk radio has never thrived the way we have in the last year. You know, Fox News, for all of the tumultuous stuff that's happened at Fox, they typically every night beat CNN and MSNBC combined.
Yep.
If you know, there's a site your listeners can go to look at ratings. If you don't believe TVNewser.com, and TVNewser.com posts ratings every day. And you can see these numbers, and the numbers for these guys at Fox News are massive compared to MSNBC and CNN. And so, you know, Americans are paying attention. They're listening to your show. They're listening to my show. They understand what's happening. And there's a pushback against this liberal agenda. And I feel very optimistic about the years ahead, guys. I think the best is yet to come.
Well, I tell you what, it's a thrill. It's been a thrill ride for me, and I look forward to continuing it. And it's been a thrill talking with you today. You truly are a titan of talk radio, and we appreciate the time you spent with us.
Thank you, guys.
That's great you're right there.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. You guys keep fighting the good fight. Great talking to you. All the best.
You too, and God bless you very, very much. All right, we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The passenger who was dragged off a flight after refusing to give up his seat settled with United for an undisclosed sum Thursday in an apparent attempt by the airline to put the fiasco behind it as quickly as possible. David Dow's legal team said the agreement includes a provision that the amount will remain confidential. One of his lawyers praised United CEO Oscar Munoz. Munoz said he was going to do the right thing, and he has, attorney Thomas Demetrio said in a brief statement. In addition, United has taken full responsibility for what happened without attempting to blame others, including the city of Chicago. Taking a look at the Wall Street numbers today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 6 points to close at 20,981. The NASDAQ Composite Index rose by 24. The S&P advanced 1, and crude oil dropped 65 cents to close at $48.97. More details at srnnews.com.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
I'm Nick Dolan with your 60-second answer news update. A fast-moving brush fire that originated along State Road 44 in DeLand has jumped the road and is now burning about 250 acres this afternoon. A portion of State Road 44 between Pioneer Trail and Damascus Road near I-4 has been closed. The Forest Service says there currently is no containment for the fast-moving fire. Two former teachers at Accoy High School have been arrested, accused of committing sex acts with the same female student. 27-year-old physical ed teacher Chad Coy was arrested yesterday, and 26-year-old math teacher Ryan Kirkpatrick was arrested last Friday. The case stems from incidents that reportedly occurred between September and October of last year on school grounds. It's day two of testimony in the federal fraud trial against former Rep. Corrine Brown. The prosecution has repeatedly pointed out that Brown's charity, One Door, was really a slush fund and had no needy students attending class and no scholarships ever given out. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
The first 100 days of the Trump administration is a new beginning for America, and it could be a new beginning for you in your pursuit of the American dream. Hi, I'm John Siebert, president and co-founder of Patriot Home Funding. Co-founder Pierce Outlaw and I are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and we both have over 30 years' experience as mortgage industry leaders, making the American dream for many families a reality here in Central Florida. The IRS started accepting tax returns on January 20th, and refunds are going out now. You may be able to buy a home with your tax refund and close within the historic first 100 days. Call Patriot Home Funding now at 877-377-8123 to learn how you can achieve the American dream. At Patriot Home Funding, we say yes when the banks say no. Give us a call at 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding. We finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker business in the state of Florida. NMLS number 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort, and I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same. Soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and relax in comfort.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Get a tough ride on I-4 eastbound. You're heavy from the beach line to the turnpike and then South Orange Blossom Trail to 436, also 417 to the bridge. Westbound delays from Princeton to the turnpike and past 192 getting heavy. State Road 44 in Volusia County still shut down between I-4 and Pioneer Trail because of brush fire activity in the area. You're heavy on the beach line between I-4 and John Young Parkway and heavy eastbound on the 408 from John Young Parkway to I-4. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer.
Here comes Johnny B. Bad, and you don't want to make him mad.
Hello, this is Buck Merrill, former WCW World Television Champion, Johnny B. Bad. It's a good day to be a bad man, but it's even a better day to listen to the American Adversaries. You better listen. Don't let me come and get you, because it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
Don't mess with Johnny B. Bad.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. Thank you so very much for listening to the American Adversaries. And if you were following me on Twitter, you would have known that we were going to do that interview earlier because I actually tweeted it out, believe it or not.
Well, we had a massive audience, Chris. You just don't know it yet.
If you would like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Chris Hart on Twitter. That's at Chris Hart. No, I'm sorry. Thank you, Nick. At Chris Hart Radio. At Chris Hart Radio, H-A-R-T, at Chris Hart Radio on Twitter. All right. And Yeah, I'm a twit, so I fit right in on Twitter. At least I've been told that a number of times.
Welcome to the land of the disenchanted.
That is Rick Brown, Mike McBath, and me, Christopher Hart, are in the studio. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. And we want to thank Mike Gallagher for spending all that time with us.
He did a great job and spent a half hour with us.
Very nice.
That was terrific.
Yeah, that was very generous of him. And but now it is contest time.
That's right. Now we're getting down to business. We already have a few who've called in, and we haven't even said what the contest is.
Well, actually, we
started the last couple of days.
Right.
All right. What the contest is tonight, we all know it's college graduation coming up in the next few weeks. And, you know, our neighbors have children, you know, some are boys, some are girls. And we want you to come up with a gift for your neighbor's son and daughter who have attended an Ivy League school or a great university, and they just happen to be little cupcakes. So you got to come up with a cupcake gift for these college graduates. Now, my cupcake gift would be very simple. For the boy, I would give him a pair, or not a pair. I give him a Nordstrom's new jeans that sell for $425, and they have fake mud, you know, meshed into them. Now, that makes him look like he gets down and dirty, so he should be able to get a job that way, right?
Right.
Now, for the daughter, I would give her an Ann Coulter book, because I think that'll wake her up out of her her sleep for the last 4 years.
That, or so, she could use it to start fires.
That's right, or whatever. Yeah, or you chrome at somebody if you're at a event. But come up with your two gifts, or one gift, if you just want to give one or the other. So let's party.
Let's see what Bo has in mind. He's up first tonight. Bo, you're going to lead it off for us. Thanks for calling.
Okay, it's Bo on the porch watching the sun go down, drinking the real grape juice.
I got you.
Here we go.
I got your number.
I think we're in a picture here.
Okay.
Millennial is in the ballroom of whatever little town or city you live in. It's the most biggest ballroom they have. And in the center of the ballroom is a 4-foot-tall cupcake with vanilla and chocolate icing. And on this cake is little 3-inch statues of Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, Hill, and Billary, forming a semicircle behind Obama, who's holding up a little sign saying, "Never Trump." And there's also an envelope in the cake.
Okay.
And the open envelope, and it says, "Dear whoever, 100 acres of flat mudland now belong to you. Just remember, water it. You'll be rich the rest of your life. Thank you." And the serious side, Chris, you got a great team.
All right, indeed I do.
Oh, that was great.
Indeed I do.
Yep, that was really good.
Thanks, Bo.
I hope it made sense.
It does.
No, it does. I can envision that cake.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A big old cupcake for a bunch of big old cupcakes.
Yeah, for a bunch of cupcakes.
All right, thanks.
Good job, Bo.
Thank you. All right, so he has set the pace tonight. 407-774-8255. Let me give you a rundown of the prize package.
Oh, boy.
The biggest in town, biggest around, and it starts with Rick Brown and Tijuana Flats. You get a gift card, $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats. Don't forget Saturday night's trivia contest.
Saturday night's trivia at the Aloma location, Aloma and Tuscarora Road, starting at 7:30. And on Monday nights, trivia at the Winter Springs store in the Winter Springs Town Center at the corner of 434 and Tuscarora Road.
All right. Now, can people play both nights?
Absolutely. The more, the better.
All right.
So you can win as much as you can, right?
You can win as much as you are smart.
All right.
And get there early so you make sure you get a table. This is very popular at Tijuana Flats. And you'll get a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, only the finest Italian restaurant in all of Central Florida. And then you'll get a life-size cutout from Dino and Janice Rentos, Dino Rentos Studios. These are great cutouts, make great gifts. And by the way, they got all kinds of party supplies over there. You know, it's the party season. It's the graduation season.
Oh, I agree, Chris. This is a perfect time to get these cutouts. I mean, I just, again, all these guys that are seniors and their daughters that play sports, I would get them a cutout of them. You know, and they're a sporting event because they'll live with them forever.
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 All right. And then you get the massage for two in the Serenity Room at the Relax and Comfort Store at the Winter Park Village, and complete with little gift basket from their neighbors over there.
I like
really
that.
Really nice treat there. And then you get the treatment at the Chill Cryo Sauna. Chill Cryo Sauna place down on just off John Young and Sand Lake Road. And by the way, the Chill Cryo Sauna folks are going to be on the What's the Score of the Show this weekend. But if we have time, I would like Nick LoCicero to give us an update on how he feels after he went through it 2 days ago. Now, this was after...
We want an honest statement, Nick.
Let me give the setup again. First, on Saturday, he ran a 10K. This is all part of the Star Wars.
Oh, I know. This is amazing to me.
And then Sunday, he did the half marathon. Monday, he didn't go down to Chill. He had to work. But Tuesday, he was able to go down to Chill Cryo Sauna and check it out. And he felt better, he said, that night. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling really good. Yeah, it was, you know, just those aches and pains that come after the after you run that much, which usually take me about a full week to recover from until they're completely out of my system. But honestly, I could say, you know, I had those aches and pains around Monday. I had those aches and pains in the getting in and out of the car, going to Cryo Sauna on Tuesday. But once I took that, I can honestly say that they were completely gone, and they stayed gone here for the rest of the week.
This stuff, I'm telling you, folks, there's something to it.
The Cryo Sauna would be out there handing pamphlets out during these big races.
They should, honestly, yeah. I mean, so recovery, it really, really... Kidding. Cuts down on that recovery time and lets you get back. I was out there. I did 6 miles today.
Wow. Oh, jeez. So don't even bring it up. That's terrific. That's the best endorsement of all.
Right there. You know, a lot of new businesses, is the product good enough? Do people like it or anything? With this, the service, it works. The problem is getting people to know about
it. And understand it.
Right. But they've come to the right place. Radio is still one of the best ways to get your message out to the public.
Now, there is a problem, guys. There is a problem. Uh-oh. That I now no longer can use the excuse of being in pain for that week to put off getting back to running.
That's right. You never made it on time after you.
That's right. You would have to sign up for the monthly plan. They got monthly plans. Yeah. They got unlimited plans. It's very reasonably priced. Especially when you consider what people spend on drugs and other treatments, it may be for you.
What I like, Chris, is how efficient it is. It's 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
You know, I don't spend all day trying to feel good.
3 minutes. How long did it take you when you walked in the door by the time you left? About a half hour, maybe?
I was in and out in under a half an hour. I mean, the only reason I took longer is because I stopped to talk to Kurt.
Right. When you're a regular there, you're in and out in 10 or 15 minutes.
That's great.
And you're feeling great, and you look better, too. All right. Russell is up next for tonight's contest. I know he wants to get down there and try it. That's why he wants Bad to win this contest. Right, Russell?
You got it, buddy. How y'all doing today?
All right, Russell.
Excellent. How about yourself?
Y'all ready for this one?
We're ready.
Okay. I'd get him a yellow tanny bag with a pink polka-dotted backpack with striped Converses and a face-sized rainbow lollipop. Matching for girls, boys, and transgenders.
Russell, so that's how you'll treat the cupcakes.
Transgenders.
Suspenders.
What kind of suspenders?
Yeah, the rainbow color
one. Oh, rainbow color suspenders.
Yeah, I've seen those, actually.
Good for boys, girls, and transgenders.
I would expect to see your president wearing those colors, you know?
Yeah. What's that?
Close
your
boat.
You got that right. Yeah. All right, Russell, you in it, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Paul.
I appreciate you calling. All right, that's the idea. Yep. And just a reminder, the Tampa Rays are off today, so we will be running the contest throughout the whole show. But don't wait too long. You want to make sure you get in on this thing. I mean, that prize package is pretty awesome.
Well, really, in this city, that's probably the best prize package there is out there.
I'm telling
you. And diversified, right? Food.
And anybody can do all of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can go to Chill Cryo Sauna. Anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can go down and get a massage.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anybody can go to Tijuana Flats, and everybody ought to go there. And the same thing with Cafe Positano and the life-size cutout.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, at Dino Rento Studios, it is the party season. They got all the party supplies you need, from the simplest to the most complex.
Mm-hmm.
So we got it all for you right here. And we really do appreciate it.
Now, you'll be playing golf with our friend
Pasquale.
Pasquale. Next Friday in a major charity event. And You will be heading a foursome. And now, is Pasquale in your foursome?
That's the plan, because when the other two guys realize that I don't know what in the heck I'm doing, they're going to be glad that I brought Pasquale with me, right?
One second, Chris. Didn't you tell me you won something or something the last time?
Only because of Pasquale.
Oh, okay.
I mean, at 18 holes, we shot a, what did we say, a 63?
Yeah.
Three of those were mine. The rest were his and
Frank's.
That's
pretty good.
Wow.
You got to be proud of that.
Yeah,
well, that'll be fun. Next Friday.
This is a scramble?
The best ball scramble.
Yeah, you know. See, you hit and then move up. All I do is watch it on TV, right? Okay. All right. So 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to get in on the contest.
And you better hurry up before we give all the good answers. Because if you don't call, we're going to give the best ones.
That's right, and then they eliminate yours.
That's right.
Rick, do you have any?
I do.
That's why he brought it up. Okay.
Well, Rick, let's hear them.
Jeez, what are your two?
Let's hear them.
I would actually give the same to both, and I would give them a copy of that new book on Obama that's coming out and blow their silly minds.
That would be funny. Yeah.
We're going to be talking about
that. Well, that would go with the
Don't blow us off.
The rainbow-colored suspenders. Right?
That's right.
That's exactly right. The book and the suspenders would be a nice package.
And you know, with those cutouts, can you do two people? Because I was thinking maybe it'd be great to have Barack and Anderson.
Anderson Cooper and Barack holding hands.
In the same one. That's right.
We hold hands in the movie show.
Don't give it all away, all right? Uh-oh. We will be talking about a new biography that is coming out on May the 9th.
I know.
About the Barackster.
I know I'm going to be
Chris, is this an authorized biography?
I don't know if it is or not, but it is written by a fellow who has all the credentials. He is a Pulitzer Prize winning biographer.
Well, that's pretty strong. Yeah, that's
for a biography he wrote with Martin Luther King. He has written this biography of Barack Obama. We'll give you a little preview. It's called Rising Star, The Making of Barack Obama. It's coming out on May the 9th. We'll give you a little preview at the top of the hour, okay? And let's just say it's got some juicy stuff.
And it's called Rising Star?
Rising Star.
I can see in a few years, once we know what actually took place, it's going to be called Falling Star.
Yeah. The making of Barack Obama, because he had no talent of his own. He was all made.
Yeah. Well, you know, there have been several books written about that, and we talked about it on our show on numerous occasions.
From Occidental to you name it. He was all just groomed.
Right, exactly. Okay, we're going to go back to the contest line because Peggy is up next. Peggy, thanks for calling tonight. How you doing?
Hey, Peggy?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good.
I have a different spin on this. It was something more of a wake-up call for the cupcake.
Okay, right, that's good.
That's the idea.
Okay, get him a job building the wall.
Oh, I like it.
Well, give him an employment application, right, Peggy?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you know, they got to learn how to do it sometime.
That's funny.
I like that.
Yeah, that was
good. That way, they don't have to go down to Nordstrom's to buy those.
They're going to act like they know how to really dig in
and
work hard, you know. Peggy. Yeah. That was, give him an employment application. That would be a nice present for him.
And both men and women.
Yeah.
And transsexuals.
And they all. Transvestites.
Transgenders, whatever, yeah. They can all work on the wall. I love it. All right, Peggy. Excellent.
All right.
I like your approach.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling tonight. That's
how about
the
if you
idea,
were
folks?
Like an intern for Kris Jenner or Caitlyn?
No.
I don't think they'd want that job.
No, they would want that job.
That's too easy. Yeah.
All right. So once again, we'll take contest entries up until the final segment of the show when we will decide tonight who is the winner. Okay. And once again, we'll talk about the new biography after the top of the hour. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We got another segment of this hour to do, I think. Yeah, another segment of this hour to do. Then we'll come back. If you have a contest entry, you can call us now. The contest lines are open, 407-774-8255.
$380.
Yep. The president just moments ago gave a speech at the, I think it might have been the Veterans Administration.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was about the Veterans Administration. We'll talk about that a little bit, too. And developments on NAFTA. Who came calling who? We'll tell you who when we come back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We have a new problem on I-4 eastbound, a disabled vehicle at the turnpike. You'll be heavy back to the beach line there. After that, South Orange Blossom Trail to 436 and 417 to the bridge on the brakes. Westbound delays, Princeton to the turnpike, Sand Lake to 535 and past 192. 417, a crash southbound before John Young Parkway being cleared now. Heavy delays between Osceola Parkway and John Young Parkway, both sides. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Separated. All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you are in the right place because you are listening to the voice to be reckoned with, Titans of Talk Radio. We had one of the big Titans on a little bit earlier, Mike Gallagher. I hope you caught the interview. If you did not, after tonight's show, you'll be able to go to our archive at our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and listen to it, or listen to it again. Or at midnight, you can go to RedNationRising.us and listen to the whole show all over again. We're going to get back to the contest line. John is up next. John, is this right? You're a first-time caller?
Yes, sir, it is.
Well, thank you so much for doing
welcome,
so.
Welcome, John.
And thank you even more for listening. We appreciate that.
Every night. Yeah, it's a good show, man. You got a good thing going here. Hope it takes off, goes better, goes bigger.
Well, thanks. That's
we're moving along pretty good.
We're trying to do both. Get bigger and better.
Yeah, right. There you go.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, well, I think I want to try a different approach to all of this stuff. Whoa. I see all these young kids protesting and these people, they don't like, you know, the way the election went and all this.
Yeah.
So all these cupcakes coming out of school. Well, back in my day, when we got out of school, we went in the military. They had a thing called the draft.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So when they finish school and get their diploma, along with that diploma, they get a set of papers and puts them, they can pick the branch, but they're going in for 3 years.
Yeah, so
I don't have a problem with that.
Nope, I love the draft.
Let them learn some respect for the country and the guys that have went before them and put their life, you know, put down their life so they could have an education like they have,
you
and maybe appreciate things a little bit better.
Yeah, you know, that is so timely too, because there was a headline story in USA Today about
how many
50 years ago Muhammad Ali refused to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of a look back. And so, first of all, I want to thank you for being in the military, and I think that's an excellent idea. And that's a one size fits all.
I believe every kid coming out of high school should go in at 2 years.
I do too.
High school or college, 2 years.
Amen to that.
Yep.
Hey, well, thanks, John. That's an excellent entry, and we appreciate you listening.
All right. Thanks very much for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Anytime, anytime, brother. God bless.
Hey, Mike, did you see where your friends at ESPN published a poem?
Oh, I saw. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. They published a poem honoring a cop killer.
I know. This is what it was.
And then they had to pull it back right away.
Rick, what it was, it involved...
On their website or Facebook?
Yeah, what they did, is this was right after they had to lay off 100 of the sportscasters yesterday. And part of this layoff,
it was staff and on-air
but they
talent.
Have a website, right. And it's a woman's website.
Women's
and women that are working there as sportscasters, et cetera, they published this along with other articles, and it was as extreme as you can get. And you would think that they would learn one day after all these people lost their job because of the loss of revenues and the loss of audience, because about 70% of the people watch ESPN more lean right than left, but they still haven't figured it out. And that was a horrendous article.
Yeah, there was a dedication to Shakur, the cop killer,
yep, who's Shakur,
hiding out in Cuba to avoid her sentence here.
Right.
I think she was a sister of Tupac. Sure, I think she was. Nice.
Part of the Lebanese Revolution Army or something.
Yeah.
Is that right? The Simeonese? Yeah. Oh, my God.
What is
ESPN doing with honoring Poetry Week of all things?
This stuff or something and say, hey, you know, you can't put that stuff up. Take that junk down.
And why are they doing a Poetry Week at ESPN?
in honor of Barack Obama or something.
I don't know. But if they ever do a Needlepoint Week, they're going to have to bring in Rosie Greer.
I know.
Is he still around?
Yeah, he's still alive. Yeah, and you know what? I bet you didn't know this. He's a Penn Stater.
Is he really?
Right? Yep. Rosie Greer is a Penn Stater.
I'm serious.
I remember him. Yeah. Remember the interviews.
Needlepoint, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a very nice, low-key type guy.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yep, yeah. Very nice guy. But that's funny, Rosie. I don't think I'd tell him that, though, Chris, if you...
Hey, my mom...
He'd give you a pop in the head, and you'd be like...
My mom used to do Needlepoint.
She was
great at it.
I used to see him on TV, and he was proud of his Needlepoint work.
Oh, yeah.
She talked about it quite a bit.
She used to brag about him. Uh-huh. My mom would... Uh-huh. My mom's a little petite
Rosie Greer, oh, that's funny.
Rosie Greer does Needlepoint, too, you know. She made sure everybody knew. Rosie Greer.
Wow. Well, I'm surprised you remember that name. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was a Los Angeles Rams fan at that time.
Big guy, Johnny.
Fearsome, foursome, and great group of players.
And when Roman Gabriel there at that
That's
time?
That's right. Roman Gabriel. He went to the University of North Carolina. Remember him?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And,
they had some great teams.
Yeah, absolutely. I even had a Los Angeles Rams helmet.
You loved
that thing. I wonder what
you didn't have a Bills helmet?
No.
No.
Why would I have a Buffalo Bills?
There's nothing glamorous about that. Oh, I wish I lived in Buffalo with all the movie stars.
Yeah. Not.
Can you imagine that? Yeah. Why would they have a Buffalo Bill helmet? You know?
That's right. That's right. Just a couple things. We're just about out of time in this segment, but we got a whole nother hour to go and no Rays tonight. They're off today. They need a break. They lost 2 to Baltimore.
Did they lose 2? Oh.
Yeah, so they're back under 500. Oh. But anyway, it's early in the season, but they'll be back in action tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But you guys are in action tonight because it is contest night, and we will have a winner. So 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to get in on the contest. Once again, we got some other things to talk about, too, we'll be talking about in the next hour, including this new biography about Barack Obama coming out called Rising Star.
Oh, you're licking your chops, man. Chris.
I wish you wouldn't put it that way.
No, you're really.
I know. I mean, like, I've been able to hold them down on this story. man.
And we're going to talk about the NAFTA thing. If you were listening last night at the top of the second hour, we talked about how NBC had announced that their inside sources, and by the way, the White House made no bones about this, that President Trump was getting ready to sign an executive order to pull us out of NAFTA.
He said that today in the press conference.
That's right. And lo and behold, the President of Mexico and the Prime Minister of Canada were very quickly on the phone to the White House.
Yeah, I think we can work this out.
Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about how it was presented in the liberal media. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, they presented it to look like Trump was a dump, you know, the doofus.
Oh, of
and
course.
They had to educate him on the benefits of NAFTA.
Oh, that's why they called him?
That is not what happened.
No.
No. They called out a panic.
Oh,
and
my God.
It was induced by Trump purposefully to get them to call, to get them to the negotiating table, to get us a better deal. All right, speaking of deals, we're out of time in this deal, but we'll be back on the other side of the hour with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. Please be with us.
January 20th, 2017. will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends without a road.
You're ready for the contest. Get those phones out. Get those entries out. Give us a call and get them in. 407-774-8255 is the number as we venture off into hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. Live for the whole hour on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. The Rays are off tonight. By the way, you'll also be able to listen to us on AM 660, TheAnswer.com, no matter what the Tampa Rays are doing. And we'll be rebroadcast later on tonight, midnight hour time, on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network. Wherever you are, whoever you are, whenever you listen, we do thank you so very much for doing so. Okay, 407-774-8255 is the contest number. Rick Brown is in the studio. He, of course, will be helping us judge the contest.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
looking forward to it.
Yeah, I liked your contest entry.
What
there
was his entry? Just to review, Rick said.
I said I would give them both a copy of the upcoming book on Obama.
Yeah.
And
oh,
just blow their little minds.
That would change their opinion on everything.
Careful with the words here. All right. So,
blow their little minds.
Rising Star is the name of the book. We'll talk about it here in a minute. And, of course, the creator of these here contests is the chairman of the board, Michael McBath, sporting pink tonight. Only real men can wear pink.
Well, you know, I get enthused about seeing these entries. You know, I mean, some of these people are so original. And this is great. We got a good one, the Cupcake Group.
All right.
It's going to be nice prizes there, Chris. That's what should motivate a lot of people.
Okay, I am Christopher Hart. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge. We are the judges. You are the contestants. Give us a call, 407-7. Oh, I just gave you the number. You know the number. And the contest, the idea tonight is what would be those graduation gifts for the graduating cupcakes in your world?
Right, particularly if they're Ivy Leaguers or great universities. What present would you get them?
You got one, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. Go. Let's have it.
Well, I would get the guy, I would get him two golf balls.
Okay. For?
Well, then he'd have a pair.
Oh, jeez.
Very good.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And then I would get the girls a mirror.
All right.
And the idea is to see how ugly it is when they go around acting like liberal fools.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very symbolic, okay. Chris. You know what I mean? But, you know, the kid might go, hey, dude, that's all you're giving me? No wonder I'm not going to like you. I don't want two golf balls in a mirror.
You take the golf balls and you shove one up in each nostril.
Yeah, showing the consequences of being a rebel.
See, you never ask a philosopher that
question. Yeah, right. That's right. That's the wrong gift.
I would give them a lotus flower.
So, in essence, two gifts, one for a man and one for a boy, and a girl.
I like John's entry, draft notice.
I didn't like that. Right, I could see that. Here's your dress. What? That's my present?
That's a one size fits all. You're not putting a lot of thought into whether it's a man,
that
woman, transgender,
pretty
whatever,
yeah.
Right? So the winner tonight is going to go away with a lot of prizes. $10 gift certificate to Tijuana Flats, $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, a life-size cutout of that favorite person in your life from Dino and Janice Rentos, the massage for two at the Relax and Comfort Store, as we're coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios, by the way, and then that treatment in the cryotherapy chamber, which is actually
endorsed by Nick.
Indeed, and me too, because it really will make you feel better. All right, so all of that is at stake. So if you want to get in on the contest, the lines are open now. Real quick, as we were in the, it's going on right now, and I'm not going to tell you where, you might go watch it. But anyway, there's an interview with Rex Tillerson, in which he made an interesting observation about North Korea's nuclear program. How'd he put it, Rick?
He put it that the path to North Korea's survival hinges on their revision to their nuclear program. And I think that's really telling now that the USS Carl Vinson is in range of Pyongyang. I think they're sending a pretty strong message.
And we've got other assets that we've been mobilized in the area as well. Yep.
A Fox poll just came out, and it said 53% favor. This is amazing to me. Military action to stop North Korea.
53%.
I mean, that's amazing. I think Trump's done a good job. You know, in other words, politicizing the direction he may have to go. Hopefully not.
You mean not politicizing, you mean publicizing.
Publicizing, or?
Yeah. Well, they're making direct threats.
Yeah, they're making.
Well, not only that, but I mean, even the Obama administration made it clear, the media's made it clear that Barack Obama warned Donald Trump that North Korea was going to be the biggest. So, but the groundwork has been laid for some time that this is, a crazy little dude over there.
Yeah.
And they got some awful nasty weapons. And something's going to have to be done about it. And, of course, the idea here is to bring all this pressure to bear on China to do something about it, because he's sort of their boy, and he wouldn't be where he is today were not for their largesse and their supporting him. So the idea is to get the Chinese to take care of it where we don't have to go to those lengths.
You know,
and I think Trump has made it quite clear to the Chinese that if they don't, he will.
Right.
And, you know, I'm wondering if we shouldn't just get Kim Jong a woman. You know, he's got to have this inferiority complex. You look at Donald Trump, he has a really hot wife, right? You look at Assad, he's got a really hot wife.
Know.
What's the crazy little fat kid have?
He's hair challenged, though, Rick.
Well, I know, with that haircut.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, he can have any woman in that society.
He doesn't need to buy him either.
Right. But the bottom line is he needs something else to do.
Yeah.
He certainly does. What would be the best thing, the best of all possible worlds, would be for China to support and instigate a military coup to take him out.
Right.
You don't have to take him out and kill him, just exile him. And put, their puppets in charge, and then do away with the nuclear weapons.
Right.
That's all we want.
I mean, nothing changes at that point.
Right.
Especially if they're a protectorate of China, they're going to have nuclear weapons anyways coming out of China.
Exactly. Chris, if you had to actually bet today, what do you think will happen in the next 3 months?
I think that China is going to increase pressure on North Korea to stop with the tests. And that if he does continue, they will do something about it. Mm-hmm. I don't think they want the United States acting in that area of the world. They want to be the big dog. They want to be the main player there. And what Trump is making it very clear to them is that if you don't step up,
I'm going to come in and I'm going to take care of this.
But I do think there's a time limit, and it's relatively short right. that we see results.
He's giving them the opportunity yeah. to save face.
Right, exactly, and to do the right thing.
Right. Yep.
And I think that it has occurred to them that that's what they've got to do. Now, the question is, how much time is Trump going to give them to
right.
do it? And as long as the loon is not, you know, lighting off missiles or doing nuclear tests, I think that window will be longer. Mm-hmm. But if he goes getting catty, the window's going to close.
Well, you know, here's what I was thinking about, though, too. How long do we keep U.S. assets in the water off the coast to make sure he doesn't do anything crazy before we just make it impossible for him to do anything crazy?
Well, the answer is we can do
as long as it takes,
pretty much
opinion.
In perpetuity. We can pull one carrier group out and put another one back in. But the answer is, do we want to do that?
Right.
Because as Tillerson has made it clear, even the president has made it clear, this era of what they call
tolerance,
strategic patience is over.
Yeah, it's a crop.
And so they're not going to want this to linger on. And if it lingers on, then China will kind of relax. So the pressure is on China right now. And evidently, China and the president of China and President Trump have a very good relationship going right now. And it's pretty much anytime President Xi wants to call and talk to Trump, Trump's going to take his call. Now, you mm-hmm. would think, yeah, he would anyway, but there's a relationship there that never existed with Barack Obama,
right.
didn't exist with George W. Bush, didn't mm-hmm. exist Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush. We've not seen a relationship like this with the Chinese since the Nixon days.
Right.
Right? And because that was the last time we saw them change their behavior in a drastic way to accommodate us.
Yep.
So these are pretty heady times, and I think the Chinese are going to want to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll go right back to the contest lines. We got Ed on the line.
Ed and Chris.
Chris is on the line. You, too, can be on the line. We got another line open, 407-774-8255. Once again, there will be a winner tonight of some great prizes. I hope it's you. And I hope you'll be listening when we come back from the break, the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Once again, thanks for being with us tonight on Contest Night. Once again, I hope you caught the interview at the top of the show with Mike Gallagher. And if you didn't, you can go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, after the show and check out our archive. While you're online there, don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Got a lot of great stuff up there every day. And we'd love it if you like us there, as long as you do. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. Ed is up next in our contest tonight. Ed, how you doing?
Hey, cut them taxes.
You're doing
idea.
Well, right, Ed?
I love that idea.
That's good medicine, isn't it?
Yes, it is, man. I just hope it happens, man. It feels good, man, when they say cut the taxes.
I think something's going to happen. I think it is.
All right,
go ahead.
Well, for the cupcake guy, I would get him a gift certificate for a vasectomy. That way, he could say, I'm not going to overpopulate the earth. And we could say, good, we didn't want your seed to carry on.
That's pretty good, Ed.
Very nice.
That's very innovative. Yes, I like
and
that.
And for the transgender gal, I would get her a portable potty so she could recycle her crap.
That's good, Ed. That's real good. Ed's walking on that edge.
I thought those were two nice gifts.
You can even make it one of those squatty potties. Remember
yeah,
that?
One of them squatty potties. Squatty potties. Put their squatty potty around their little plants and watch them grow and say, I recycle my crap. What do you do with yours?
All right, Ed. He's blasting away tonight.
Thanks so
very
much.
Very nice.
Appreciate you call. Okay, and Chris is up next. Chris, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, how you guys doing? How do I follow that one?
That's a tough one. I'll tell you, Chris.
Carefully. Yes. Very carefully.
I love the caller about the going into the military for 3 years.
That was great, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah, the draft.
Do that in Israel, mm-hmm. And I think that would be a good thing.
I do too. I do too. I had a friend who was, he did both, and he said that everybody should have to either do 2 years in the military or 2 years in prison.
I like that idea.
He did both. I said, the one wasn't enough, huh? All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
For the guy, I'd give him a visa and a plane ticket to a country like Venezuela or some socialist country.
Yeah, Cuba.
To live there for 3 years.
Yeah.
Or, and for the girl, I'd have them go live in a Sharia law.
Oh man, he's getting down to it, right?
For 3 years, so they get a taste of what they're, posting on social media about.
So you could send them over to the Sharia resort where they get to wear full body burqas. They get the genital mutilation.
Oh, nice, Chris.
Right? You know? They get to work in the kitchen, and they can't pray with the men. I like that.
Yeah. We could just send them to those communities in Dearborn, Michigan. Or
send them to the UN.
Yeah. Or for assignment. Sweden. It doesn't have to be too crazy.
I like that. I like that, Chris. Hey, are you awesome. Is this right your first time caller too?
Yes, sir.
Well,
yes,
thank
sir.
You so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Yeah, I listen to you as much as I can.
Well, that's awesome too, brother. All right, thanks a lot. You're in
thank
the contest.
You. God bless you guys.
Good
all
job,
thank
Chris.
You, sir.
Make sure we got your info. You may win this thing.
Yeah.
All right, 407-774-8255 is the number. You may win this thing too if you get in with the contest entry.
That was pretty good, though, actually, sending to Venezuela.
All right, so we've been teasing about this new biography coming out about Barack Obama. This is no joke. You might have heard some snippets about it today. A fellow by the name of David Garrow, G-A-R-R-O-W, has written the book called Rising Star, The Making of Barack Obama. It is due out on May the 9th. That's a week from Tuesday. This guy is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author for his biography he did of Martin Luther King. I'm sorry, I don't have the name of that. He is also a regular contributor to the New York Times and the Washington Post. And he's written this book about Barack Obama, and in the book, he makes the revelation that Barack Obama admitted in a letter, a note to one of his early girlfriends, not Michelle, that, and by the way, did you know Michelle Obama was in town today?
No, and I'm glad I didn't, because I would not be out looking for her in any respect. So. Don't tell me if she is.
Yeah, she was. She was down at the convention center today. Anyway, I believe she's already gone.
What was she doing down there?
Speaking to a group, probably for a few hundred thousand, like
her husband.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Anti-Wall Street people.
We'll get to that.
I thought I saw the waste boat trucks out.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get to that in just a second. But old Barack revealed to one of his early girlfriends in a note that while he was at Occidental College, he considered being gay.
he considered being gay. Then he decided not to.
At that point?
Yes, or? Because he thought it would be too much trouble, and he thought it would be easier just to have the regular heterosexual
fake relationship.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So he thought it would be too much trouble?
Yes.
It wasn't because of anything else?
No.
Oh, boy.
Now,
the inner workings of being gay did not seem to be a part of the equation as to whether or not he would be gay.
Oh, boy.
If you follow what I'm saying here, right?
Because it's a voluntary choice, right?
It's a lifestyle for him.
Yeah, you can't help being gay. This was his word to his girl. Mm-hmm. He considered being gay and decided not to because it was going to be too much trouble to be gay.
Can you imagine telling your girlfriend that? Well, this is why I'm with you.
This is why I'm with you. I'd rather be with Anderson, but, you know,
this all happened, much trouble. This all happened when he was 18, 19 years old, going to Occidental College. He had a professor called, his name was Lawrence Golden. Not Goldwyn, Golden.
Not Goldie or
Golden.
Bruce.
Lawrence Golden. And Lawrence Golden was a well-known gay professor.
Oh, great.
And Barack Obama would spend a lot of time with him, and the professor commented about how it was nice that Barack wasn't afraid to be seen with him or be talked about or talk about him. And this was at the time when Barack was considering being gay. Now, if that isn't the epitome of ludicrousness.
Or a lost child,
crazy,
is what I would call it. This is a guy. Just he floats in, whatever issue comes up, he becomes.
But see, it betrays the lie that the liberals live about homosexuality,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just give you a little anecdote of my experiences in college.
Okay, everybody listen up.
Is this going to be a gay experience?
No.
Let's all listen up.
No.
I wanted a true confession here, Rick.
And the professor was a woman, okay? And at the time, I believe she was the department head, Dr. Lilly.
Okay, now this is when you were at UCF.
UCF. Her husband taught political science, as did she.
Okay.
And they were both professors at UCF.
Right.
Stuart Lilly was his name. I can't remember what her first name was. And I was taking a class. It was a graduate level class,
mm-hmm.
and it was called a seminar in women's politics.
Okay.
All right. So I was the only guy in the class.
Oh, that's why you were there.
Duh.
Hello, Betty. It's
obviously,
me.
I was looking. I was fishing in the wrong hole.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, you had that one planned.
but the point was, there were several books that we had to read. Actually, there was another guy in the class on the first day, and when he got the reading list,
he bolted.
He bolted.
Yeah, I'm out. Too many books. See you later.
It's not that he didn't want to read them. He didn't want his wife to find them.
Oh, really?
I swear.
Oh, great.
And
That's hilarious.
All extreme feminists. And they were preaching that women should choose to be lesbians as a political tool to stop the macho, masochistic, rape-filled society that we live in, dominated by men.
Now, the professor didn't advocate this. Just read about it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was on his reading list.
So to think, for him to say he considered being gay is out of the liberal playbook.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. It's a good story.
It's absurd when they argue, oh, no, gays, you can't choose being gay.
Right.
We'll tell that to
but
Barack
you can consider
Obama.
It.
Yeah, but
you can't choose. You can't choose.
Yeah,
but you can consider it.
The pluses and the minuses, right? Right.
If you do consider it, I highly advise against it.
Do you think you did one of those charts with the pros and cons and two columns?
We'll be back.
I'd love to get my hands on that.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's proposed tax overhaul includes raising the standard deduction to $24,000. And that could provide significant tax relief to middle-income families. But whether they pay more or less depends largely on details that have yet to be released, such as how the tax rates on individual income will be structured. Mr. Trump's plan reduces the number of tax rates from 7 to 3, but the administration has yet to determine the income levels for each bracket. Scores of protesters, many wearing masks, broke through a police cordon and entered Macedonia's parliament, attacking lawmakers to protest the election of a new speaker despite a months-long deadlock in talks to form a new government. The protesters stormed parliament after the country's opposition Social Democrats and parties representing Macedonia's ethnic Albanian minority voted for a new speaker. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, stiff joints, inflammation, arthritis, fibromyalgia, cold extremities? Are you overweight? Do you have skin problems, cellulite? How about stress, anxiety, depression? Or are you healthy and want to enhance your fitness and achieve a more youthful appearance? Then cryotherapy may be for you. Cryotherapy was developed in Japan to bring relief to people suffering from rheumatoid arthritis. By surrounding you from the shoulders down with a non-invasive nitrogen mist for 2 to 3 minutes, your body's surface temperature is lowered to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your body's natural processes to rejuvenate you. It can even slow the effects of aging. No drugs, no surgery. Athletes use cryotherapy to enhance their performance and to speed recovery. So take 3 minutes to optimize your health, fitness, and beauty. Call Chill Cryo Sauna now to schedule your appointment. 407-473-0992, chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician. Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, it's me. DDP. Diamond Dallas Page. The king of Bada Bing. The master of the diamond cutter. The three-time world champion. And you're listening to the American Adversary Drive Time. And that's not a bad thing. That's
Bye. All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, you're listening to the American Adversaries on a Thursday contest day. 407-774-8255 is the number. You got a full segment to get those contest entries in, and then in the last segment of the show, we are going to decide the winner. We've got some good contest entries so far. We've got a huge prize package. Mike McBath, Rick Brown, myself, and Nicholas Cicero will all judge the contest. And we got Warren on the line right now, so we'll get his contest entry. And we got a few other bits of business we'll get to as well.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, Warren?
Hey there.
Oh, man, I don't know. I just have this, well, we call it a brain something or other, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, wheelchair.
Okay.
I'm glad you got a brain, Warren.
Right. I've got at least 4 or 5 different gifts because you never know what kind of person living next to you. But they're all the LGBT group. And then we'll start with the L. If your neighbor is a L, we will give her a gorgeous turkey baster.
Turkey baster.
Turkey baster.
Okay. All right. We'll leave that one.
All right. G.
Okay. And then for the G, we have we got a pair of Steve Madden slip-ons with a big helium balloon. It's so big it allows the slip-ons to kind of float in the air a little bit.
Okay. All right. Let's see. LGB.
Right. And the B and T, we We're going to make a personalized video of the graduate watching a tennis match between Serena Williams and Chris Evert. Or they just go left and right, left and right. Because okay. You know, they can't make up their mind.
B&T, gotcha.
B&T, oh
all
boy.
Right. All right. And is there one for Q?
No, I...
Okay, that's all right. That's all right. You got some pretty good
Warren
ones.
Really
already.
Comes up with a unique
oh,
idea.
Yeah,
yeah, everybody else, they can have a... they can have one of those paperweight globes that you shake with the little snowflakes coming down.
Oh, there you
plus
go.
Plus a box of Kleenex.
For when they're crying, when they get
right.
upset.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Warren.
Yeah, take care.
Excellent
all
stuff.
All right. That was good, Warren.
Yes, yes. You see, now that would be the survival kit for the LGBTQ
love it.
The graduates. All right. That's
I
the idea.
I think how timely this is. You know, graduation around the corner and all these gift ideas for the snowflakes. This is tremendous.
Yep.
Great opportunity.
Okay. The NAFTA agreement. Yesterday, the White House was putting out information that said that Donald Trump was preparing to sign an executive order that would take us out of the NAFTA agreement. When the news began to circulate, evidently the Canadians and the Mexicans were watching TV or listening mm-hmm. to the radio or something, well, maybe reading Trump's tweets. But the president of Mexico and the prime minister of Canada both almost simultaneously called the White House, pretty much begging the White House not to do that and offering to renegotiate the treaty, right. which is what Trump wanted all along. The media is portraying this as though poor old Donald Trump, there he was going to go, you know, stomping all over the Constitution again. It took the Mexican president and the Canadian prime minister to bring him back down to reality.
They had to educate him. On business.
Oh, yes. They had to educate him.
Because yeah. he's so ignorant when it comes to business.
He doesn't know a thing
about
trade.
Think about this. Wilbur Ross, you know, billionaire, guy who understands trade. I enjoyed just watching him the other day explaining this. And really, he referenced the fact that, how did this even happen? You know, we run these deficits. Did anybody know what they're doing? Mm-mm. Imagine how poorly this was done by the past few administrations.
Well, these trade deals have always
terrible.
Been done with the underlying motive, the unspoken motive of transferring wealth from our country to other countries.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the idea in the case of Mexico was it would hopefully keep the illegals from flooding into our country. Well, that didn't happen, did it?
No, that didn't work.
No, no, it took Donald Trump to become president to stop that nonsense. And... yeah, they're showing a Fox News poll on using military force to stop
53% 39.
Yeah, yeah. So there's
people are behind it.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. they know it's a big threat. Know something has to be done about it, and now something will be done about NAFTA. What Trump did was he got the Canadians and the Mexicans to, on their own accord, come to the table,
mm-hmm.
understanding they're not going to get what they've been getting via NAFTA.
Right.
And if they want it at all, and the threat is still there, that if we can't get a better deal, he will pull us out of it.
Yep.
And so he's still using that leverage against them, and he will use it right up to the end
to get
the best deal for us.
If you constantly run a trade deficit like it's always been, do you think it would be that hard to negotiate with a guy? Say, you know, we can't do this. You know, we're $10 billion.
They don't care.
Well, I know they don't care.
What they see is that $10 billion
coming
out of our pockets into theirs.
But we're not doing this anymore.
And the point being, Trump got them to come to the table.
You got it.
Okay? And that the media is trying to make it appear as though they talked him off a ledge or something like that. This is, and most of them know better. You know,
it's just a narrative.
Right.
It's just a narrative, right?
This is why I say politics like professional wrestling. All right, they're reading the scripted storyline.
Yep.
They're going out there making him out to be the villain, and
right.
they're the goody two-shoes. This is the way it's played. He understands it, and he's getting results. He's getting results from foreign leaders.
No, I think it's terrific.
I mean, how many times did they come begging to Barack Obama, please renegotiate a treaty because we got too good a deal?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. How many times did the Chinese warn North Korea on our behalf? Didn't happen.
But what was
it's
great,
happening
even on
now.
That milk issue, all these farms could have gone out of business, and here we go. And they came out, and I think maybe we've saved them.
What Trump is making very clear to everybody and anybody who's paying attention is that he is dead set on making America great again by putting America first.
And a true leader. He leads on these.
Well, he understands better, I dare say, than any president since Ronald Reagan. And I mean that.
Both parties agree.
Any president better, he understands better than any president since Ronald Reagan, that it is the sole duty of the president of the United States to look out for the United States of America.
Put America
our
first.
People.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, the rest of the world benefits. But when you look out for the rest of the world at the detriment to the United States, we all suffer. So right. Reagan got it right. This guy's got it right. I'm afraid neither Bush got it right, nor did Clinton or Obama.
Right.
Right? Nixon got it right.
Nixon got it right. Nixon was a statesman.
He
was.
Despite
what happened domestically.
Exactly.
Couple problems.
All right. Minor by today compared to
hell. Really nothing compared to what goes on today. Zero.
If you consider what he did with Ping and what he did with Brezhnev. And the advances he made for the U.S. that had never been done before.
And if you consider what they did in the Watergate thing, I mean, that is peanuts.
Compared to Hillary and Bill and Barack, absolutely nothing.
Susan Rice?
To say that it pales in comparison would be too drastic of a statement.
Yep.
I mean, it's nothing. I mean, a burglary. They were looking for the names of prostitutes, and then he stuck up for his guys. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, that's really going to ruin
the
contest.
That's terrible.
Yeah. All right, Dave, you're up next in our contest. Thanks for calling tonight. Appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. Hey, I'm going to buy these guys a month's supply of bean burritos.
Hey, I like that idea.
I know, Rick. You love that.
Doesn't matter. No matter what happens, it's going to stink in the end.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no.
A little double entendre.
That was good,
there.
Dave.
Bean burrito.
The gift that keeps on giving.
There you go. All right, Dave. Like that.
That was good.
Appreciate
late entry, strong.
Yes.
Hey, I enjoy the contest. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
That's all right, fun. So you just have a few minutes left. You have to get those contest entries in before we go off the air here, because we will choose the winner tonight, and you can't wait till the very last minute. Now, you got about four or five minutes in this segment, and then we'll give you during the break to call in. If you call in during the break, we get on the line. We'll take your entry. Other than that, we will close the entries off. Got a number of good ones in here, but maybe you have the winner. 407-774-8255 is the number. And
heck, if you win this, you could give some of the prizes to the cupcakes.
No,
these are too good.
You know, wouldn't want to do that.
Wait a second, I won it, so now I'll give my neighbor cupcakes, the prizes. You know?
Yeah, yeah. And there's one gift that if you come up with this gift, you will be the surefire winner. That's all I'm going to say. All right. The president a little while ago came out and talked about the Veterans Administration and improvements they intend to make at the VA. They have a fellow who is in charge of the VA who was never in the military, but he knows about running organizations, and they have a number of excellent ideas that the president talked about. And I'm sure other things that they intend to do. For instance, one of the ideas I thought was an excellent idea, they're going to have a website where you can go online and see what the waiting time is at any VA facility in the nation.
How helpful would that be? Yeah.
Right? It's a simple thing, but if you understand anything about customer service, you understand that that puts the pressure on the people in those clinics.
Yeah, because they're looking at the same website.
Yep. You see, the problem with the Veterans Administration is no one over there understood customer service, right? It's all about serving the veterans and doing everything that you can to make them feel good when they come in, make them feel welcome, I mean, make them comfortable while they're there, not make them wait, not put them off on indefinitely. The whole point is, as if you were at the reception desk of a resort hotel, you welcome them in and you make sure they feel welcome, and then you make sure that when they leave with feeling like they were treated right.
And you know, in my experience with my dad in the VA, could not have been more of a 180 than what you just described.
I understand. And that has been the problem. No one over there has understood that principle and that that's what the VA is for, to serve them. You even have veterans working at the VA who resent the veterans who come into the VA.
Yep.
It's a culture. It's exactly. It is the culture there. And the culture is, as you said, 180 degrees opposite of the customer service culture that should be there, that some of the things that they talked about at the White House today will bring about. Just that thing of publicizing a waiting list the process.
Trump wants this done right. I mean, this is a big part of his act. And that's why it's great to see these people heading these agencies up.
Absolutely.
It starts with respect.
Yep.
That's the bottom line. You're absolutely right. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And it is, it's all about that. And our veterans get so very little of it at the place where you would think they'd get the most.
Right. It's set up specifically for them, and they get treated like they're dirt.
It's like they're a nuisance to be there.
Yep.
You know? But it's, as Rick said, it's the culture. Mm-hmm. That has just been ingrained there decade after decade. And we saw that culminating in veterans dying because they couldn't get the health care that they deserve. Well, that's going to change under this administration, yep. I guarantee you. They understand customer service. Trump understands customer service.
Yep.
Right? He doesn't have successful golf resorts if the people who run them like we run the VA. Right,
and I think what motivates these heads, they know Trump's looking over his shoulder, so they're going, you know, I'm going to do the job that he expects. This isn't going to be anything slap-hazy, or I keep my job.
Well, some of those changes, just for instance, the website where you can see, that's looking over the shoulder of the VA.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's all about accountability. So
and it's transparent. The VA can see those as well.
Exactly.
They know how they're performing, and they know what's expected.
Exactly. So it's a new day at the VA, and it's been long overdue. All right, we got to take a break. All right, if that's all the contest entries, we'll choose out of the ones.
The lines are still open for the break. That's about it.
404-774-8255 is the number. If you want to be in tonight's contest, it is the last call for your entry. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries and a winner. Stay with us, please.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, spring is already upon us, and that means wedding bells are ringing. It also means a lot of you are either planning a wedding or know someone who is. And as you know, this can be an agonizing and tense-filled experience, unless you have someone on your planning team who can help you make that day as special as it can possibly be. Dino Rento Studios is that playmaker. They have wedding planners that can help you as much or as little as you need. They also have decorations, like table centerpieces, or arches, or columns, Mr. and Mrs. Table, or whatever it will take to make that day special, all at affordable prices. So don't stress it. Call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. They are located just off North John Young Parkway, but you can reach them at 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentoStudios.com. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com. We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Trump HQ.
We are going to cut taxes and simplify the tax code.
The president's financial team releases the tax cut plan.
By taking the current 7 tax brackets we have today and reducing them to only 3 brackets, we are creating a zero tax rate. Yes, a zero tax rate for the first $24,000 that a couple earn.
Keep it here as we crunch the numbers and let you know exactly what it means to you.
With Central Florida's number one talk lineup. Number one.
Breaking news, commentary, interviews, analysis. It's all here in one place.
Trump HQ.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Okay, welcome back to the show. 407-774-8255 is the number. If you want to call, call right now to get in on the contest while I give you this announcement. Tomorrow and Saturday, there will be Planned Parenthood protests going on here in town. You are invited to participate. Tomorrow morning at 9:30 at the Planned Parenthood Center on South Tampa Avenue. That's 726 South Tampa Avenue. It's just sort of southwest of the football stadium. Will be a protest to protest Planned Parenthood and call for defunding Planned Parenthood. That's tomorrow morning at 9:30, 726 South Tampa Avenue, to protest Planned Parenthood. Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m., this will be down in Kissimmee at the Planned Parenthood Center at 610 Oak Commons Boulevard, across from the Osceola Regional Medical Center. This is 8:30 Saturday at the Planned Parenthood Center across from the Medical Center, and 9:30 tomorrow at the Planned Parenthood Center on South Tampa Avenue. So if you have time and you can get out and make your voice heard, you can do so at either one of those rallies tomorrow or Saturday. Okay.
Eddie's looking for a final knockout punch, Chris.
Here he goes.
All right, let's see if he's got it. Eddie, you will be, I think you'll be our final contestant.
He could be the last.
Nick says you're it. So you're up.
Woo-hoo! I'm ready.
All right. Okay, man. Sounds it.
Go ahead.
What you give a graduating snowflake is an application to Starbucks, because that's the only job that they're going to get.
Pretty good, too. That's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. All right, Eddie. Thanks for calling in. We
Chris,
appreciate that.
You know, Starbucks came with earnings today, and I was glad to see the revenues were down. Because I'm not a fan of Starbucks, but it came out, and the stock was off like 1.5 points in the aftermarket. So,
okay.
All right, Eddie. He's there.
Right. All right, well, it's time to choose a winner.
Okay.
We're
going
to have to come up with a drum roll or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the meantime, and by the way, where is my I've got a new toy that I'm going to use to announce the winner. So, Nicholas Cicero, you are up first.
All right, I am going – I'm going to put my vote towards Chris.
Chris, who had for the guys, would be a visa and a ticket to Venezuela or some third world country.
Good.
Yeah, show
pretty
them
good.
The world. Show them the world that they're so interested in there.
And for the girl, it would be somewhere where she could learn about Sharia law and genital mutilation and that sort of thing. All right, that's okay.
And it's
all
very
right.
up to date. Genital mutilation has been in the paper.
It's
here.
Been in the news, right? That doctor and
that's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Rick.
I like the draft.
You like John with the draft notice.
I like John with the draft
notice. The draft notice. All right.
I like John with the draft.
Mike?
I'm going to go with the draft notice, too. Yep. I thought that was very quick, right to the point, and it was like a knockout punch. That was great.
Very good. I got to admit, I like the draft notice one, too.
Oh, geez. Look at this. Three.
Nick, I'm afraid we outvoted you tonight, but I tell you what, we're going to give Chris a runner-up prize since you mentioned you voted for him. So he's not going to lose out entirely. All right, but John is the winner tonight, and he gets $10 gift certificate to Tijuana Flats, $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, a life-size cutout of some special person in his life, and that prize is transferable.
Right.
A massage for two at the Relax and Comfort Store at the Winter Park Village, so he can take that special person in his life, and a gift basket, complete with a gift basket, and then a treatment at the cryotherapy, chill cryo sauna.
Now, do you get a 1099 with all this package? I like this. This is too good to be true.
Hush up.
Whether you claim it or not, is it totally up to your conscience.
That's right.
You know. You see, one reason why we promoted Trump on this show was because we wanted tax relief.
That's exactly right. For all our listeners.
Can you believe these morons in the media? Oh,
that's so embarrassing. Anybody could be
Donald
that stupid.
Trump, is he just trying to lower his own taxes? I mean, what a bunch of morons.
And I always say, what do they think the Democrats are small small businesses saying, oh, listen, man, I'm really against me paying a lot more. What are they, nuts, these Democrats that are opposed to this?
Yes, they are.
It's crazy. Yep. I was going to say, speaking of which, the Secretary of Labor was just confirmed, Acosta.
You know, and this is, it was probably 85 to 10 or something like that.
But look how long it took. I didn't get the numbers.
The last one was the Secretary of the Agriculture who passed, right. I think it was 85 to 10 or something. And with that kind of support, what took so long, right?
Just to hurt Trump.
By the way, the Trump administration is putting together lists of judges to fill those open federal judge seats. Nice. And
maybe break up a few areas.
Well, that would be up to Congress.
I know.
But they certainly have the authority and the power to do so if they choose to do so. The health care bill still is working along, and we'll see if they're projecting a vote maybe as early as Saturday, more likely a vote next week in the House on that health bill. And in the meantime, Donald Trump is not missing a stride. He just keeps, you know, trucking on.
And Barack Obama's knocking down about $1 million a week in public speaking.
And how about that? He gets $400,000.
400 big ones. Do you believe that? And he's anti-Wall Street. Oh, that's right. It was Cantor Fitzgerald, a major brokerage firm, that paid him the money. Isn't this great?
It's incredible. His base is up in arms.
Bernie will really hate him. Bernie will hate him.
He's the guy that was the poster child for the 99%, right?
You imagine what he's really thinking?
Banking.
I never believed in what I said anyway. Give me the money.
We never believed in what he said.
All you people should have known I was a phony. Give me the money, dude.
I want to know how much Michelle got paid for that speech she gave in Orlando today.
Chris, right down here
at the Civic Center.
I'll go 50 grand. I bet you she'd go.
Oh, shh.
You think you're higher than that?
Oh, God. She's not even going to get out of bed for $50,000.
Oh, sorry. She's not
even going to put on her jock strap.
She'll be giving that back to all the needy. Right?
Hey, Chris, with Val Jarrett and out of the house, she doesn't have to get out of bed anymore.
All right.
Okay, so next week, Rick is off to Washington, D.C.
for lunch with
the First Lady.
I am going to the First Lady's luncheon on Thursday.
Rick, are you going to get a picture with her?
I am certainly going to try.
I know you are.
All right. I'll probably be bruised from getting slapped.
I know you are. You never tried to get one with Michelle, did you?
Not. I tried not to be anywhere she was.
All right. Ooh. Well, you'll have to tell us all about it.
I will.
All right.
I'll try to give you a call that evening.
Or at least tell us the menu.
That'd be fun.
Yes.
All right, so Rick's going to be in Washington next week, but of course we'll be here. I hope you'll be with us.
We're going to be in a big golf tournament Friday.
A week from this Friday.
That's right, a week from this Friday.
For the Kiwanis.
Yeah, actually it's for all the charities and everything associated with Claremont. And then
a lot of children's groups they support.
And Saturday I'm going to be at this event. They got 1,000 military people coming here. Siegel brings him down for 3 days.
David Siegel.
And he's doing, Greenwood's doing a concert. They're going to have a bunch of players. And, you know, that's a big bill that he puts up, but it's great.
Is his house done yet?
Maybe it's in his house. I didn't check the invitation.
No, they're still working on the inside.
I know. Like this.
Supposedly outside's done.
Yeah, maybe it's outside. You know what I mean?
All right. The Versailles.
Okay. That's right.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Don't forget, Larry Elder is coming up next. Of course, we'll be back here tomorrow night. And don't forget, if you want to go down and protest the Planned Parenthood Center on South Tampa Avenue, it's at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Okay? All right, that is it for us tonight. Once again, please like us on Facebook and follow me now on Twitter @ChrisHartRadio. That'll be it, and we'll see you tomorrow. Night, everybody.